And welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening in other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath morning. All the colors of the trees are changing. I just love to see it. On this October 28, 2023, this is our part 3 of our chapter 78 entitled Calvary. Of our lesson 394. And we are going to hand once more our dear brother to be able to sing the tiny top hymn song of our theme, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art waiting. Calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling here in deep contrition, help me my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, I would seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. What others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou, the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. I would like to welcome back all our dear brethren that was away on vacation or they were away. We are so glad that you are back. We miss you all. If any one of the little tiny tots, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning to talk the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor, and the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. We took the Sabbath word to go about to learn. Let me pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. It's story time, little ones, and our dear brother will bless us once more to share the story about Jesus and this chapter 15 entitled At the Passover Supper. This is the part 3 of our study.
The Bible verse for our lessons taken from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, and 29. And there was also a strife among them, that's the disciples, which of them should be accounted the greatest. In human nature, we always want to have first place. And that was their problem. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. They weren't always beneficial, though. But ye shall not be, but ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be the younger. And he that is chief, let him chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, like dinner, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as one that serveth. In his time, when a landowner, let's say, or a businessman would sit down to eat, he'd have people come and serve him. They're called servants. And when he got down eating, he'd get up and go his way, and then they got to eat. They served him. They were the servants. And Jesus said, I am among you as he that serveth. And in heaven, Sister White says, Jesus will serve the table where the saved enjoy their first meal in heaven. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations and trials. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me. Next slide. This was the last time that Christ was to keep the feast with his disciples. Up till that time, they had celebrated the Passover. And from that time forward, they would no longer celebrate the Passover. They would celebrate the Lord's Supper. And we've done that here too. It was really the last Passover that was ever to be kept, for the lamb was to be slain to teach the people about Christ's death. And when Christ, the Lamb of God, should be slain for the sins of the world, there would be no need for slaying a lamb to represent his death. When the Jews sealed their rejection of Christ by putting him to death, they rejected all that gave to this feast its value and significance. That means this feast had no meaning. Henceforth, its observance by them was a worthless form. As Christ joined in the Paschal service, or the Passover service, there was before him, his mind, the scene of his last great sacrifice. He knew all the anguish that awaited him. He knew the ingratitude and cruelty that would be shown him by those he had come to save. Next slide, please. But it was not of this, of his own suffering that he thought. He pitied those who would reject their Savior and lose eternal life. And he thought of his disciples. His thought of his disciples was uppermost or first in his mind. He knew that after his own suffering was over, they would be left to struggle in the world. He had much to tell them that would be a stay or a support to their hearts when he should walk no more with them. Of these things he had hoped to speak at this last meeting before his death. But he could not tell them now. He saw that they were not ready to listen. We say they weren't in the right frame of mind. They were still arguing who should be the greatest. There had been a contention among them. They still thought that Christ was soon to be made king, and each of them wanted to be highest, wanted the highest place in his kingdom. So they had jealousy and angry feelings toward one another. This is taken from The Story of Jesus by Ellen White, page 95.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of a new chapter of our lesson entitled At the Passover Supper, part three, in a tiny thought lesson book, The Story About Jesus, and that will take place November the 4th, 2023. Well, dear family, it is time for our tiny thoughts and parents and guests to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is a part 48 of our water topic, the water of life, and our dear brother will be the one to share.
Sad blessings, everyone, and here's today's lesson concerning water, the water of life, 48th part. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 1, King James Version, lesson 13, healings. And the verses are from 29 to 34, and they say, "And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew, with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and they felt they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. He healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him." And today's lesson is lesson 2, the beauty of water. And the memory verse is 3 John 2. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." The character quality versus this for the story is health or helpfulness versus conflict. Health or helpfulness is a harmonious state of complete physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Nature, beauty of water. Another blessing of water is its beauty. Have you ever seen a sunset reflected in a lake, or the fleecy clouds as they travel across the sky? There are beautiful pictures of rivers, streams, waterfalls, and quiet little ponds that bring joy to our hearts. The running stream also has a soothing, peaceful sound that we enjoy hearing. Running water gives the air special ions that make us healthier. That is one reason why people like to take their vacations near a lake or the ocean. It can remind us how people sought the presence of the water of life or restored to health and happiness. This all reminds us of the beauty of Jesus healing Simon's mother-in-law and others. The voice of Jesus to them must have been a beautiful sound. In our scripture, his voice is compared to the sound of many waters, Revelation 1:15. We know it was full of melody. The tinkling music of water flowing over rocks and a stream can remind us of it. His language was pure, refined, and clear as a running stream. The Desire of Ages, page 253. Picture as you may the beautiful scenes of water and nature at Capernaum and the many people coming to Jesus to be healed. The deep depression of a lake gives to the plain that skirt its shores the genial climate of the south. Here in the days of Christ flourished the palm tree and the olive. Here were orchards and vineyards, green fields, and brightly blooming flowers and rich luxuriance, all watered by living streams bursting from the cliffs. The Desire of Ages, page 252. It can remind us how the water of life freely brought life and health and beauty to those lives he touched. And here's the remind or things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you wash the mirror in the bathroom and the windows, remember your nature lesson. Here in the reinforce activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, observe the beauty of water. Two, visit a body of water and have a picnic. Notice the reflections in the water. Also, are there any sounds the water makes? Three, notice especially this week the joyful sounds of nature. Remember the beautiful scenes of people being healed. Four, visit someone who is not well and help them with a water treatment or hydrotherapy. If you have no one, keep practicing on one another so you will be prepared. Five, find pictures of reflections in water for your bulletin board if you have one, and remember to be a beautiful reflection of God yourself. Six, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activity Book for this quarter. Say a memory verse. Remarkable parent food. During his ministry, Jesus devoted more time to healing the sick than to preaching. His miracles testified to the truth of his words, that he came not to destroy, but to save. Wherever he went, the tides of his mercy preceded him. Where he had passed, the objects of his compassion were rejoicing in health and making trial of their newfound powers. Crowds were collecting around them to hear from their lips the works that the Lord had wrought. His voice was the first sound that many had ever heard. His name, the first word they had ever spoken. His face, the first they had ever looked upon. Why should they not love Jesus and sound his praise? As he passed through the towns and cities, he was like a vital current diffusing life and joy. The Mystery of Healing, page 19 to 20. Not until the Last Supper had been relieved did Jesus cease his work. It was far into the night when the multitude departed, and silence settled down upon the home of Simon. The long, exciting day was past, and Jesus sought rest. But while the sea was still wrapped in slumber, the Savior, rising up a great while before day, went out and departed to a solitary place, and there prayed. Desire of Ages, page 259. Just time to share your nature walk experience, dear ones. You could do share more of our sister Eugenia's this beautiful garden and nature experience segment. In the picture on the left is a red button ginger. And on the right is a blackberry lily. It says in below, God is love is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of spring grass. The lovely birds making the air vocal with their happy songs. The delicately tinted flowers in their perfection perfume the air. The lofty trees of the forest with their rich foliage of living green. All testify to the tender fatherly care of our God and his desire to make his children happy. Said to Christ, page 10, paragraph 1. And continuing, on the left is a picture of a lemongrass plant, and on the right, a honeysuckle. And on the left, in these two pictures, on the left is a picture of a blooming Jamaican sorrel, and on the right is a salvia azul. We are sharing our dear family animal sightings. On Jeremiah and Chrissy's shoulders is a yellow parakeet. And next to the pictures are a male and female peafowl, a male peacock, and a female or a pea hen. Below is a picture of a rabbit. And here, And on the picture on the right are a quartet of American white ibises. and in the center of the right one is a squirrel. Continue, we are sharing our dear family's experience in nature. On the right is a picture Sister Cerisia took of a double rainbow. And on the right and top and bottom are pictures of Brooklyn next to Lake and Sister Grace near Lake Erie.
Oh, no. Blessed Sabbath.
Blessed Sabbath.
Okay. You want to talk about your picture?
We talk about
it. I talk about it?
We talk about it.
So on this day, we decided to take a walk to the park.
Yeah.
Park. Right? And what happened?
And it was windy.
It was very windy. And what did I say? I said, I don't think we should go out there. And what did you say?
I said, yeah.
You said, yeah, we're going to go out there, Grandma. So we did. And it was a really
windy day.
Very windy day, and we really kind of enjoyed it, but it was really sweet and short. And so yeah, that was our nature experience, to see, Erie normally is not this way. It's very calm. So just to see all the wind and the water rippling like that was, a good experience. All right.
If any one of the dear family would like to talk about the topics that they had shared, please let me know so I could pass the slide back to where the pictures are. I believe this is the double rainbow of the testimony that our dear sister, Cerisia and family shared last Sabbath. And if Sister Christina and the children are there, they would like to talk about the parakeets that they had, just let me know and I will set the slides for them to share.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Do you want to talk about the birds? There you go. Okay, little.
I thought it was Christy.
She was probably 3, she was probably 2. Years back, and they were always running around and playing with the birds, and Chrissy was trying to, at that time she wanted to hold it, but the bird wouldn't allow her to hold it, so he sat on her shoulder. And Jeremiah was able to catch the bird and put the bird on his shoulder, but we no longer have the birds. One of them escaped and the other one got lost. And when we found him, it was dead. But these two birds really, they didn't get along very well. So I think that's why one of them decided to fly out the window. And I think the other one got lonely and just died. So it's been about, how old are you now, Jeremiah? You're 6? It's been about 3 years, I think, since we've had them. So we now have a cat. Gabby has a cat now. So.
And we had a dog once.
The peacocks that are here was the peacocks that was passing by the front of dear sister Regina home. And in the backyard, this was the rabbit that she saw. And all these animals that you see is what she had encountered in the back of her garden. And for all the dear brethren, the lake This is where Brother Josh, myself, Sister Grace, mostly a lot of the brethren were baptized here. And the day we was baptized, it was also windy. So this is the lake where we were all baptized. I mean, like half of the family. It was Sister Sheila, Sister Tisha, myself and Gracie and Joshua and a lot of the other brethren in Ohio. This is the Charlene, Sister Karina. This is where we all got baptized by God's grace. Sister Cilicia, would you like to talk about the rainbow?
I have a blessings, everyone. Last week I had mentioned the connection for us with the rainbow. We were driving home from swimming lessons, and I did mention I didn't see the rainbow, but I saw everyone in the street kind of stepping out looking at the rainbow. And I thought that it was apropos for us to be able to stop and observe it because, as mentioned before, the Lord had impressed me to sit and talk to Haley and Emma about the experience that Noah had with the ark and the flood and what the promise of the rainbow is. And it was very important for them to be able to see the rainbow and understand it from a biblical standpoint, because we know what the enemy uses this wonderful bow of promise for. And so it was a beautiful rainbow, maybe one of the most largest that I had experienced. And so it was definitely a blessing to Haley and Emma as well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear family. And remember, little ones, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Cover With His Life. You can find it in hymnal 4:12. If you would like to share and sing along there once, you can unmute your mic to do so. Look up on Jesus and let him, Father, impute his life unto me. My life was calling, my sin alone, with his life whiter than snow. Cover with his light, whiter than snow, fullness of his light, then shall I know. My life was calling, my sin and woe. Cover with his light, whiter than snow.
Deep are the wounds transgression has made. Red are the stains, my soul is afraid. Oh, to be covered, Jesus, with thee. Safe from the law that now judges me. Covered with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My light of scarlet, my sin and woe, covered with his light, whiter than snow.
Oh, if I can see.
longing the joy of pardon to know. Jesus holds out a robe of white snow. Lord, I accept it, leaving my own. Gladly I swear thy pure life alone. Cover with his life, whiter than snow. Fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sins and woe. Cover with his life, whiter than snow.
Reconciled by his death for my sin, justified by his life and pure and clean, sanctified by faith in his word, glorified when return my Lord. Cover with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with his life, whiter than snow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the older siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Say, God blessing everybody. Thank you, God. Witness a pretty morning. And please protect us. Please protect me and my mommy. Please protect my daddy. Please protect, the tablet word that's about to learn. And please protect the people that's here and the people that's not here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Luke. Chapter 23, verse 33 from the King James Version, and it reads, "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part three of our lesson entitled Calvary in our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the following verses, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Luke chapter 23, verse 34, King James Version. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment. And cast lots.
Very good. Amen. Come on. Luke.
Luke chapter 23 verse 35. King James Version. And the
people
stood
beholding
and the
rulers
Also,
with
them, derided him,
saying,
he
saved
others, let him
save
himself if he be
Christ
the
Chosen
of God.
Very nice.
Chosen of God.
Amen. Very nice job. Luke chapter 23, verse 36. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. And I'll bubble down so someone else can share.
Amen.
Luke chapter 23, verse 37, King James Version. Blow it up so you can see it.
And
say it louder.
And
saying.
Saying. Of.
If.
This.
Thou.
The
King.
King.
Of.
Of. The.
Jews.
Jews.
Save.
Save.
Thyself.
Thyself.
Luke chapter. Mm-hmm. Chapter 23.
23.
Verse. 38. King James Version.
And.
Super subscription.
Super subscription.
Also.
Also. God.
Was.
Was.
Written.
Written.
Over.
Over.
Him.
Him. Him.
Letters. 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 Letters.
Letters. Of.
Mm-hmm. Greek.
And.
Latin.
Latin. And.
Hebrew. This
set.
No.
Is.
Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry. Mm-hmm. King.
Version.
King.
King. Of. King. King. The.
Jews.
Jews.
Luke 19:15, King James Version. But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. I said to them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar.
Amen. Good job, everyone. We will cover today pages 744 through 745. We are in the Desired Ages, page 744. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 744.
Continuing, as the thieves were bound to cross, he bound to the cross, she looked on with agonizing,
suspense,
suspense. Would he who had given life to the dead suffer himself to the crucified, to be crucified? Would the Son of God suffer himself to be thus cruelly slain? Must she give up for her faith that Jesus was the
Messiah?
Must she witness his shame and sorrow?
Good job.
Next slide, please.
Continuing without
even the
privilege
of
ministering
to him in his
distress.
She
saw
his
hands
stretched
upon
the crucified
cross.
The
hammer
and the
nails
were
brought
and it
as
the
spikes
were
driven
through the
tender
flesh, the
heart-stricken
disciples
bore
away
from
the
cruel
scene, the
fainting
form of the
mother
of
Jesus. Desire of Ages,
page 744.
Paragraph
744.
No, paragraph.
Paragraph
101. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verses 2, King James Version, from Scripture Singer Song in the section of Character Building, Memory Verse CD. Amen. We are still in page 744. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 744. The Savior made no murmur of complaint. His face remained calm and serene, but great drops of sweat stood upon his brow. There was no pitying hand to wipe the death dew from his face, nor words of sympathy and unchanging fidelity to stay his human heart. While the soldiers were doing their fearful work, Jesus prayed for his enemies, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And on the middle sign on the left says, Revelation 21:4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eye, And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, but the former things are passed away. Next slide, please.
Reading from the Desire of Ages, page 744. His mind passed from his own suffering to the sins of his persecutors and the terrible retribution that will be theirs. No curses were called down upon the soldiers who were handling him so roughly. No vengeance was invoked upon the priests and rulers who were gloating over the accomplishment of their purpose. Christ pitied them in their ignorance and guilt. He breathed only a plea for their forgiveness, for they know not what they do. Desire of Ages, page 744, paragraph 2.
Amen. So let us turn another scripture song together. This one is taken from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10 from the King James Version with margin. Also taken from scripture, singer song in the section character building of the memory verse CD. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are still in page 744. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Continuing. Had they known that they were putting to torture one who had come to save the sinful race from eternal ruin, they would have been seized with remorse and horror. But their ignorance did not remove their guilt, for it was their privilege to know and accept Jesus as their Savior. And continuing on the next slide, please. Some of them would yet see their sin and repent and be converted. Some, by their impenitence, would make it an impossible for the prayer of Christ to be answered for them. Yet, just the same, God's purpose was reaching its fulfillment. Jesus was earning the right to become the advocate of men in the Father's presence. And this is from Desire of Ages, page 744, and I believe that's paragraph 3.
That prayer of Christ for his enemies embraced the world. It took in every sinner that had lived on or should live from the beginning of the world to the end of life. Upon all rest the guilt of crucifying the Son of God. To all, forgiveness is freely offered. Whosoever will may have peace with God and inherit eternal life. Paragraph, Desire of Ages, page 745, paragraph 1.
Amen. So we're going to learn another scripture song there once, and this one is with promise from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. Also taken from the same section of the scripture song singer, but it is in the area of God's love on our memory verse CD.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
The Desire of Ages, page 745. As soon as Jesus was nailed to the cross, it was lifted by strong men and with great violence thrust into the place prepared for it. This caused the most intense agony to the Son of God. Pilate then wrote an inscription in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin and placed it upon the cross above the head of Jesus. It reads, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This inscription irritated the Jews. In Pilate's court, they had crucified him.
Continuing. Oh, go ahead, Titi Gracie.
Okay. We have no king but Caesar, John 19:15. They had declared that whoever should acknowledge any other king was a traitor. Pilate wrote out the sentiment they had expressed. No offense was mentioned except that Jesus was the King of the Jews. The inscription was a virtual acknowledgement of the allegiance of the Jews to the Roman power. Next slide, please.
Continuing. It declared that whoever might claim to be the King of Israel would be judged by them worthy of death. The priests had overreached themselves. When they were plotting the death of Christ, Caiaphas had declared it expedient that one man should die to save the nation. Now their hypocrisy was revealed. In order to destroy Christ, they had been ready to sacrifice even their national existence. And on the slide, on the bottom slide, it has a verse from a scripture verse from John chapter 11, verses 51 to 53, King James Version, and it reads as follows. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth, they took counsel together to put him to death. Amen.
Amen. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, and it's also taken from the book of John, but this one is in chapter 17, verse 3. From the same scripture song singer, but in the section of heaven, memory verse CD.
And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, life eternal. John 17:3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we are going to hold the questions for us to get together next Sabbath by God's grace to review our first part of our lesson. If you have any other question besides these six, you may be able to ask. And when you have time, sit down with the little ones and explain if they ask any question concerning why did the Lord die. This is the chance that you have to be able to share with them how much the Lord had loved, not only the Lord, but the Father himself, how much he had loved humanity, and what did he do to draw them close to himself. Next Sabbath, dear ones, we will be reviewing part one, entitled Calvary, part three. Please have your question, anything you would like to share, ready for next week when you gather. If anyone would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for the participation of the little ones. Thank you for the exposure of the nature walk, the beautiful flowers and all the animals, Father Jesus. And also the experiences of experiencing those things. Be with us, Father Jesus, as we continue on the next section of the studies. May you continue to bless us, uplift our minds and come down and work and sip and sup with us, Father Jesus, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to review our part two of our lesson, Calvary. Part 3, Chapter 78, that will take place November 4th, 2023. And leaving the scripture and also the quote, dear ones. The scripture is taken from the book of Psalm 16, verse 18, James, and it reads, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Margin from Step to Christ, page 69, paragraph 1. Our growth in grace, our joy, our usefulness all depends upon our union with Christ. It is by communion with him, daily, hourly, by abiding in him, that we are to grow in grace. He is not only the author, but the finisher of our faith. It is Christ first and last and always. He is to be with us, not only at the beginning and at the end of our course, but at every step of the way. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. God bless.